From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, how Michael Hinojosa plans to fill the leadership gap at the Dallas School District. First, though, every state agency in Texas will begin extending employee benefits to same-sex spouses and their children beginning tomorrow. Getting legally married may be a different story. The state attorney general says county clerks can deny licenses to same-sex couples. KERA's Stella Chavez reports some clerks in North Texas have a variety of reasons for not issuing them.
Just hours after the Supreme Court ruling, Dallas and Tarrant counties began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Denton and Collin counties waited until Monday to issue them. Denton County Clerk Julie Luke said doing so contradicts her personal beliefs that marriage is between a man and a woman. As of Monday afternoon, Hood County still wasn't issuing licenses. Clerk Katie Lang cited her religious liberty and belief in traditional marriage. That's within her First Amendment right, say religious liberty advocates like Jeremy Dice with the Plano-based Liberty Institute.
Whatever happened on this past Friday, whatever the decision stood for, we know one thing absolutely clearly, and that is that the First Amendment was not overturned. And that means that the First Amendment is still the law of the land, and it is still a part of our Constitution. And because of that, people in this country still have their full rights to religious liberty here.
Dice says clerks and other employees shouldn't be forced to issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples if it violates their faith. But some are wondering about the repercussions.
I think there's a general concern, whether it's a public employee or a private employee, that is saying, hey, what's going to happen to me and my employment if I disagree with the state or if I disagree with my employer on the definition of marriage?
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says county officials can deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples. He released a statement Sunday saying employees who do so could face litigation or a fine, but added there are plenty of lawyers ready to defend them. Dice says that's exactly his group's plan. In North Texas on Monday, you also couldn't get a same-sex marriage license in Kaufman County. The clerk's office said it was waiting on further instructions from the district attorney. Other counties are waiting on software vendors to update marriage license applications.
On the application itself, originally it said woman and man for the applicant, and we can't alter their forms. We're required to use the one provided by the state.
That's Deirdre Coslow in the Johnson County Clerk's Office. She says her office doesn't plan to turn anyone away.
They're going to change it to applicant one and applicant two, and they've done that at the state level, and we've forwarded that to our software provider, but they just haven't got it in the system yet.
Not everyone is happy with Paxton's statement or the counties that are not issuing licenses. State Senator Rodney Ellis has written to the Department of Justice asking it to monitor how Texas counties are responding to the Supreme Court ruling. The Houston Democrat has also asked the Justice Department to intervene if Texas officials aren't following the law. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Michael Hinojosa's back at the Dallas School District. The school board named the former superintendent interim leader following the resignation of Mike Miles last week. During his tenure, a budget crisis in 2008 led to layoffs of hundreds of teachers. The school board voted Friday to pay Hinojosa $25,000 a month. As part of our American Graduate Project, KERA's Bill Zeeble talked with Hinojosa following the school board vote.
So some people may remember you. We were here for 6 years, and during that tenure, some may just remember the financial debacle.
Right.
And so what do you bring back to Dallas ISD after being out of this district for 4 years?
Well, I bring back a thorough knowledge of the community, of the staff, of the schools, so that you don't have someone that has to relearn all that. And I'm a known commodity. And when we had the budget issue, we found a solution, and because I didn't run, I stayed and I handled it. We handled it. We got a solution and got back on the ground.
Things have changed here. Have you been able to assess what changes have occurred at Dallas ISD since you left so that you can continue them or make changes if you see fit?
In fact, I've studied quite a bit over the last 3 or 4 days. Of course, I kept up because I've been back in Dallas for about a year. And there's some very exciting things. Some of the things that we started with the schools of choice that are coming up, that's very exciting stuff. And also, we actually started a lot of the teacher evaluation stuff under my tenure. It got much more refined, much more sophisticated since I left. So I have a steep learning curve, but only for a little while. I'm a quick study. I'll come up to speed with that. And certainly the board wants to continue moving forward with supporting. They were very clear. They want to support the reform or the transformation that's occurring. The current staff can just keep moving forward with what they're doing. I'm going to support them in what they're doing. And my role is to just help the process along.
So what if you see some need to change any of the reforms, which are relatively new in the district? So you're saying you'll continue what's been started?
I'll continue what's been started. And if there are tweaks or issues that need to be taken on, I will bring those to the board and the staff and then let them deal with it. But I'm not the one that's going to change them. If there's something that needs to be changed, it needs to be a group decision. There are going to be some day-to-day management issues. When you have 20,000 employees and you have a $1 billion budget, there are some day-to-day things that need to handle, and I will handle those.
How much of a recruiter might you be for the next superintendent?
I can be the eyes and ears and champion for the Dallas ISD on a national basis, and that I may help bring some talent here if that's what's available. Of course, my role is not with the search firm or with the board, but I have access to people and tell them and be a champion for Dallas. That's what I hope to do.
Will you be a candidate?
Well, I'll be here as long as they need me, for as long as they want me. I'm not going to say no. If they decide they want to talk to me about it, I told the board I'll be here for 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 months, 10 years, however long it takes to get the next person ready to go.
Michael Hinojosa, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Forecast calls for partly sunny skies. Expect a high around 95 this afternoon. It's 78 now in Dallas, 76 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at KERA News. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.